Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Welcome to Day 1461. In a farewell video, Donald Trump claimed that he took on the tough battles during his 4 years in office and vowed that the movement we started is only just beginning. Trump did not concede the election, nor did he take responsibility for encouraging his supporters to attack the Capitol, nor did he mention Biden by name during the address. "We did what we came here to do," Trump said, "and so much more." Mike Pence, meanwhile, confirmed that he will not attend Trump's farewell event tomorrow, but will instead attend the inauguration of Biden and Kamala Harris. Trump leaves office as the only twice-impeached U.S. president in history. Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, said that the mob that stormed the Capitol was fed lies and provoked by the president into violence, referring to Trump's attempts to overturn the election based on his baseless claims of voter fraud. McConnell's remarks came on his last full day as Senate Majority Leader, shortly before he met with Chuck Schumer to work out the rules for Trump's Senate impeachment trial for willful incitement of insurrection. Former Attorney General William Barr said that questioning the legitimacy of the November 3rd election precipitated the riot, but he did not blame Trump for inciting the mob. Federal prosecutors, however, filed conspiracy charges against 3 members of the Oath Keepers, an extremist militant group, for their role in the attack on the Capitol. The 3 were allegedly part of a group who had planned to breach the Capitol on opposite sides to hunt for lawmakers in an organized and practiced fashion, so they could make citizens' arrests. In charging papers, the FBI said during the riot, one of the members received a Facebook message that said, "All members are in the tunnels under Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas." Moving on, more than 400,000 people have now died from the coronavirus in the United States, reaching the milestone on the eve of the anniversary of the first confirmed case and the final full day of Trump's presidency. And finally, Joe Biden rejected Trump's effort to lift travel restrictions on much of Europe, the United Kingdom, and Brazil, aimed at stopping the spread of the coronavirus to the U.S. In an executive order issued Monday evening, but effective on January 26th, Trump said that the travel restrictions would no longer be needed because the CDC will require all passengers from abroad to present proof of a negative coronavirus test before boarding a flight. Biden's incoming White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, tweeted, "On the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on 1/26. In fact, we plan to strengthen public health measures around international travel in order to further mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And we got a bunch of polls for you. NBC News says 73% of voters believe the country is on the wrong track, compared with 21% who say it's headed in the right direction. 73% also believe the country will remain divided over the next 4 years, compared to 24% who think it will be able to unite. The Washington Post says 51% of Americans believe the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. is not at all under control. 3% say it's completely under control, while 44% say it's mostly or somewhat under control. USA Today says 55% of Americans believe the police response to the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol would have been harsher if the rioters had been mostly black rather than mostly white. 28% say the response would have been the same, while 9% say the response would have been less harsh for a largely black mob. Politico says about 20% of Republicans say they'd approve of convicting Trump in his Senate impeachment trial. Overall, about 55% say they approve of the Senate convicting Trump, while about 37% said they disapprove. Bloomberg says Trump's approval rating dropped to 34%, down 12 percentage points since the November 3rd election. Obama left office with a 59% approval rating. And NPR says 60% of voters think Trump will be remembered as either below average or one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. 75% said the country is headed in the wrong direction, the highest percentage since 1992. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.